housing is an issue that is a national issue. And one thing I've noticed just in my lifetime, I mean, I remember when there were very nice homes for $40,000 in small communities in Kansas. And now you'll see they're the same prices that they are in Kansas City. So there's something about housing that has changed, and that the cost of housing has gone up dramatically for everybody. So again, it's not really a local issue. The problem is a national problem that we're having. So we're not going to fix that overnight, because it's a little bit outside of our hands right now, what's causing the increase in cost of housing. But so I honestly, we get asked this question all the time. I don't have any solutions to it. But here's one thing that I look at a little differently than maybe some. There are about 36,000 homes that baby boomers own. About 46%, I think, of the current home ownership is owned by baby boomers. And not to sound morbid, but the reality is they could hold off retirement a little bit longer than they were planning on. We've seen the retirement of baby boomers drastically affect the workforce. But when it comes to housing, they're not going to be able to hold off quite as long. And so starting now, I think the oldest are about 78. So whether it's no longer able to live in the home, or it's what comes with all of us at some point, which is death, we're about to have a drastic change in the population, especially the homeownership population. So I take a little different approach to this, that I think that problem is going to take care of itself in the next 10 to 15 years, because that's I think there's about 6,000 homes a year that will come for sale every year, every day. For 365 days a year for about 12 to 15 years in a row. So I think the housing market is about to change drastically, and nobody's talking about it. But in the meantime, we want to make sure we take care of the homes we have. So we have wonderful homes downtown. I live downtown. About half of the homes that are next to me are rentals. But we have wonderful homes downtown. We need to make sure we're taking care of the homes that we have and the neighborhoods that we have, and making them a good place for families to live. And that's going to be probably a better focus than trying to fix this national housing problem that we're having right now.